If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to talk some Knicks, Mets, Yanks, whatever you want, 888-808-1019.
The one thing I was going to say about the Knicks, and it just popped into my mind. So when Jalen Brunson was out, who was the man and who was putting up huge numbers?
OG Anunoby.
That's right. So Brunson's back now, and OG was talking about how he should win Defensive Player of the Year, like last week.
Yeah.
So now they're playing against Jason Tatum, who he's got to play. That takes a lot of energy to do that.
Yeah.
And what does it affect?
Well, your offense, and it wasn't good last night for him. Yeah.
So it's painfully obvious that the strenuous, I guess you would say, strenuous output on defense is affecting him on offense. Especially in this game against that player.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that that's every game, but in projecting to the future and that series and a seven-game series, yeah, that's something to be concerned about because he serves a different purpose on the team when Jalen Brunson is in the lineup.
I mean, he was 0 for 5 from 3 points. He was 3 for 6 from free throw line and 5 of 13 overall. That's a guy that's exhausted because he's playing so hard on defense.
Yeah, and then the one shot at the end of the game that he had to really make an impact on defense, it didn't happen. But he's been absolutely great for them.
He has, but what I'm saying is that
I hear you.
Jason Tatum had 32 points.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he's a superstar. I mean, and you're not going to be able to clamp him down.
But when you think about individual players, what they're dealing with, what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing, there is no question in my mind, anyway, last night watching this, that he was really just expending so much energy on defense and really trying hard. And I appreciate that. I really do appreciate it. That's impossible to stop that guy.
Yeah. I mean, they say defense is all effort. Mostly effort, not all effort.
But there's no way in the world that it didn't affect his offense.
Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's happening, Brian?
So last night, Gio, like you were saying, for me, it was an encouraging loss. And the last time I felt that way was 2007 when the Giants lost to the Patriots, 38-35, I think.
Yeah.
And it set you up like, okay, we actually might be able to do this. And that's how I felt last night, but not quite as much. And also, I told Al, you guys got to listen yesterday. Susan Boldman at 2:45 exactly. Find it. She talks about missing her dingle and starts laughing about this catcher. It's good.
Okay. Susan's doing dingleberry jokes on the broadcast now?
I guess so.
That's what's going on?
I guess so.
Wow. That's what Brian says. I know Brian calls us all the time, yes. So I tend to trust him. So we will go in and look for that. Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see that comparison. It's a little bit different, though, when you play a team once in the NFL as opposed to now you have an entire season's worth of matchups with the Boston Celtics where you didn't win one of them. At least the last one was a lot better than the previous ones. It's going to be a tall, tall task. I mean, they're a deeper team. They're a better defensive team. And they shoot threes better.
You know, and they do have, I mean, they have a legit superstar. Well, I mean, I have Carl Anthony Towns too. Could be too. I mean,
right, Jalen Brunson is. I'm sorry, he is.
I would say that Carl Anthony Towns for the first half, first quarter especially, was unstoppable.
Yeah, this is where the Carl Anthony Towns conversation shifts, is what happens in the playoffs, just like every other sport. You know, whether you're talking about Aaron Judge, we're talking about your guy Artemi Panarin, whether you're talking about Pete Alonso or whoever. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, really good regular season. This is his first year here. He's got to go off in the playoffs. And if he doesn't, and if he does not look like the superstar that Jason Tatum, albeit a different position and different type of player, you know, and he goes quiet in some of these games and you look up and he's got, you know, 13 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, it is going to be a bloodbath, and the fans will turn on him like you wouldn't believe, because, you know, he's had that moniker of being a little bit of a softer player and not having the edge that you want. I haven't necessarily seen that throughout the regular season, but he is here to put the Knicks over the top and to win a championship. And when those playoffs start, you better throw some 40-point games in there and be the dominant player that he needs to be. He's got to be a top 10 NBA player for this team if they're going to win a championship. He can't just be very good. Can't be. So that's going to be a big, big talking point in the playoffs. And I'm hoping, and he's capable of it. I know he's capable of it. But if he's a B+, they ain't winning anything. I'm sorry. B+,
you know, really, it is amazing that, you know, we do have, we've had good teams here. Okay, we've had good teams. With the Islanders had a good team going to the conference finals 2 years in a row. And they just don't have the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'd think that, okay, we got the goalies, but we just don't have the guy. The same thing with the Rangers. Rangers have been good. We just don't have that guy. That difference-making Kucherov, McDavid, Barkov. You know, Sam Bennett, we just don't have that guy. And then, of course, their goaltenders, you know, Bobrovsky in this case, has shut them down. I mean, and it's kind of like where the Knicks are right now. They got a really good team, a really likable team, a really good bunch of guys that you can get behind. But do they have enough to go against any one of these three top teams, and two of them being in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, so they have the guy in Jalen Brunson being the leader and everything starting with him. You know, but every guy like that needs another superstar in the NBA to make it happen. And that's why, you know, Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown have worked well together. So Carl Anthony Towns has to be that. I mean, the Knicks, as I said, they waited around. They waited and waited and waited and waited. They didn't rush. They didn't jump into something early because there was pressure, but they pulled the trigger with Mikal Bridges and then Karl Anthony Towns. And these are the guys that have to do it now.
OG is making superstar money.
Right, but OG, but also, yes, and they kept him and they made that trade, 100%. But I can't see a world where, even though last night was last night, where OG Anunoby is the guy holding this team back, where Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns were the guys that were brought in this offseason to make the team that they had last year even better.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think OG's holding the team back. I don't. I just think in a game like last night, and again, we've been saying it all year long, against the really, really top-tier teams, which there are about three of them, maybe four, the Knicks don't shoot. Their best players don't shoot well. So in other words, OG and Mikal Bridges didn't shoot well last night. But they are required to play a heavy dose of defense on the other end of the court because of the superstars that they're trying to defend. And those guys, you know, put up huge numbers. And it's just so much of an output on defense that it does affect their offense adversely. And that's why, you're right, Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson have got to put up numbers. They have to put up numbers. They're the ones that are going to have to score, because I just don't know if OG can play as hard as he does on defense against Jason Tatum and then come back down the court and also try to match him bucket for bucket. It ain't happening.
No, absolutely not. And also, you know, Mikal Bridges is another one. I mean, similar to OG, where they're going to have to count on him to play some good defense and also score. But it's just the guys that they brought in those two, Towns and Bridges, have been good. If they're going to beat the Celtics, they got to be better than good. I mean, they have to be complete difference makers. They got to be championship caliber players, and they haven't shown that this year. They've shown that they could be a 50-win team and smack around some of the worst teams in the NBA. Jalen Brunson's a guy I feel like is one of those guys who can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the league. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about Josh Hart. Like Josh Hart, you put him on any team, he's a championship-type player. I believe that OG has proven that he is a championship-type player and also was on a Raptors team that won a championship. So I'm not worried about that. It's Towns and Bridges.
So basically it comes down to Towns versus Porzingis. It comes down to OG versus Tatum, right?
Yeah.
Those two guys, in terms of the numbers that they end up scoring, is always going to fall in the favor. I believe it's always going to fall in the favor of the Celtics.
Well, they're a better team. It's no doubt about it.
Those two players.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
But I think Towns can match Porzingis.
Yes. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, you know, if you're ranking players in the NBA, is better than Kristaps Porzingis. But what Kristaps Porzingis is on that team,
it fits better.
Is an assassin. You know, I mean, it's just, it's tough, man. It's tough trying to build and find the right chemistry and the right mix. And the Celtics have proven that. They've done that. They won a championship and they came back and they're this good again. So it's going to be a tall order. But I still think they're going to have a chance. They're going to be a massive underdog if they both get out of the first round, which I believe that they will. They'll be a massive underdog. But yesterday proved that they're not completely overmatched, which was a question. You know, going into that game, are they completely overmatched? Because they had been up until this point. Let's go to Matt in Middletown. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Boomer Gia, how you guys doing?
All right, Matt, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much. So, Gio, I agree with you with that one caller that said this was like that Patriots-Giants game. I mean, you know, I watched these Knicks-Boston games all season. It was terrible. But what I'm most disappointed about last night was that, you know, last-second shot by Mikal Bridges, you know, instead of putting a shot off, he has the yips, and it goes out of bounds. I mean, you know, we brought the guy in for moments like this.
Yeah, I mean, but also remember, he had that jump shot. He was wide open, but still, he made it to go up three before the Tatum possession. But yeah, I mean, that was a mess in the corner there. As CBS Sports Network is playing it now, and he's not looking at the ball. He's looking ahead. He's trying to survey the court. Am I going to shoot? Am I going to get rid of the ball? Yeah, and that was bad. That was a bad play. I don't know if that was the yips as much as it was getting ahead of himself. It was like a classic, almost like in football, a wide receiver starts to run and looks downfield before he catches the ball. But yeah, I'm worried about him. I've been worried about him the entire year. And it's not like I think he's gonna show up and be some sort of, like, you know, there's going to be some playoff revelation with him. I think he is what he is at this point.
Well, if you want to play in the Mecca of basketball.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
You want to have your jersey lifted to the rafters.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, you're going to have to figure out how to beat these teams.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
I mean, it's like going to a Broadway play every night when you go to Madison Square Garden, because you're there to see the Knicks, and the Knicks, for the most part, usually win. Except for when a superstar comes in and decides to light up the Mecca, or when the Celtics or Cavaliers or the Thunder come in and they decide, you know, we're just going to, you know, wear you down.
Yeah, he's been, we need him to be the Verrazano. He's been more like the Driscoll. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. Yeah, the Driscoll bridge, just a very flat bridge. Doesn't excite me at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.